stingy. It's also about not wanting to have an open wallet, an open bar for the rest of Europe in perpetuity. They'd like to have some rules. They'd like to have some order. I'm not saying what they're proposing is necessarily nearly the end of things. I really think that the only way this is going to end is either Europe starts to look like a real country, and I mean France and Germany, part of the same country with a central government with a lot of taxing power, or it splits up. Wow. And unless they start moving that way enthusiastically soon, I don't think anything's going to stabilize the situation.
Well, I hope Ken's wrong about that, because if that's the case, then it's over. This is not, because this could happen, but only very slowly. I mean, I've actually done some numbers. I've actually done Ireland versus Nevada, which look not the landscape, but everything else looks remarkably similar. And because of the way the U.S. fiscal system works, Nevada is receiving what amounts to de facto aid on the scale of 5 or 6% of GDP from Washington. Try to imagine that Europe, that Germany would be willing to countenance a system where 5 to 6% of GDP, not in loans, but in actual aid, is given to southern European countries at this point. It's just not conceivable. So that's going to be, that's a generation's work. And we don't have a generation. We may not even have more than a few months here.
Well, by that analysis, the Euros had it.
Well, I think